Blog Talk Radio.
To the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And yes, I hope you're excited and not disappointed, because I just happen to be Pastor J. Rouse. Amen. Praise God. It's been a very, very busy day today. But all is well. We got some snow here in the wonderful city of Toronto. I know certain parts of Southern Ontario, they didn't just get snow, they got hit. I mean, they got slammed with some snow. They've had snow for a few days. I always tease my brother who lives up in Newmarket, and I always tell him I don't go and visit them, because even in the summertime, I wonder if I need to pack skis and some boots, because I think they get snow all the year round, which is not really true, but that's how I always feel, because they get snow when no one else gets snow. Places like Barrie and Newmarket and all those other places, they always get hit with lots of snow long before we do. And I think for that very reason is a good reason for why I don't move that far north. Amen. Praise God. We have a wonderful show ahead of us today. I'm very excited. We are celebrating some things. So when we do our happy birthday, we have some anniversaries, an international anniversary, and we have a special milestone as well in the United States. And I'm just praying that you are all well. But in the meantime, let us get together right now. Let's get our collective spirit together. Let's just take a deep breath, because I'm just trying to wind down. It's been so busy rushing and hustling, and I'm in the middle of moving. My Toronto residence, I have to leave the condominium because some personal reasons for the landlord themselves. And so I've been here for a few years, about 3 years technically. And so I've accumulated stuff because this isn't even really my home. My home is in Windsor. So I have accumulated some things. And so my move here was a lot lighter than my move that I'm about to do. But funny enough, I'm not moving far from where I am. But moving is not fun unless you're really excited about moving to your home. But either way, moving is work. And I've been so busy, I haven't even had time to do my move the way I normally would. So I'm not even my usual organized self. So I'm still trying to get through this. But I know that the Lord can help. Amen. But let us look together in prayer, and we will seek for the Lord and guidance and strength and endurance for today and Thanksgiving. Yes, Thanksgiving for the day. And that word's taken on so many more meanings today. But we need to be thankful. So let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you and we thank you. And we just look to you right now, Father God, because we know that without you, nothing is possible. And Father, we just ask that you continue to lift our spirits and continue to give us the endurance that we need. You said all things are possible through you if you believe. And therefore, we believe. And that's why we seek your face right now. Father God, we speak to those right now who are not well or going through something or struggling or trials and tribulations. Could be financial, could be residential. It could be as simple as just needing some clothing, Father God. We know that this is the time of year when the season would change, Father, and not everybody has everything that we take for granted. But Father God, we ask that you would reach out your hand of mercy and grace and provide and supply in the glorious name of Jesus. And Father God, I know right now, I've had to be praying for so many people going into surgery, Father God. So we speak miracles. We speak healing in the name of Jesus, and that by your stripes they are healed. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, those who are ailing and going through something and in pain and seeking to get through and overcome and deal with the pain and the suffering that they're enduring, Father, we speak peace and we replace that for the pain that they go through, Father, that you have suffered, and therefore we should not. So, Father, we hand it over to you now. And, Lord, as we prepare now for Thanksgiving coming upon us in the United States, Father, we just ask that you would feed the hungry, Father God, shelter for the storm, and clothing for their back, Father, something so simple. And, Father, we ask right now, too, for family, that you would allow for families to come together for U.S. Thanksgiving, Father, and that anything that's not of you, it be gone now in the name of Jesus. And we speak it into being. And Father, we speak love, we speak peace, we speak joy, we speak happiness into these families, into these households. And Father, there's no need for the begrudgingness or for people to be bitter or to be jealous or envious or to be hurt and angry. But we ask, Father God, that you would heal and mend all broken spirits and all broken hearts and bind the families together now with a three cord that cannot be broken. And Father God, as we move forward this day, we ask for the wonderful, wonderful island of Barbados as they celebrate their 47th anniversary of independence, that you would remind them of the strength and the endurance that they had when they started the race, and that the race is for the swift, and that they shall see it through, and that they shall continue to prosper, that the people be blessed, that they be saved, that they be given all they need. We speak to their financial situations and jobs. And Father God, we speak to it now, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we would ask that you would prepare the way. And as their economy increase and everyone should be in the point where they should be, that all things shall work together for the good, because you said if we trust you and believe, it would work together for the good. And therefore, we claim it now in Jesus' name. But right now, Father, as we prepare to go ahead with your show, we ask right now that you would be ever so present. Take over, take control, and go through and show yourself real right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask that you bless those listening, bless those who will end up listening. And Father, I ask that you bless me and my family in the mighty name of Jesus. And all together, those who believed and those who would receive, all together we shall say in agreement, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Amen. So, if Thanksgiving, we are supposed to have a host of American music and lots of new music today, but I've got to slip in one Canadian because I truly believe that we should be thankful. It's Thanksgiving in the United States tomorrow. People are probably still traveling, or they're just settling into their families' homes, or they've gone somewhere, or they're opening their doors and allowing family to come to them, but they're slowly getting together and gathering and probably very tired. Lots of traveling happens today, and so they're just getting ready to greet and meet and just relax and chill a little bit. But at the same point, Pastor Richard Brown right here says, where are the grateful people? So we need to be thankful and we need to be grateful. And this is Pastor Richard Brown.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I need to know if there's any grateful people in the house tonight that are so grateful for the goodness of God. We come to worship Him. We come to celebrate Him. Somebody tell me, where are they?
I need to know where I belong.
Come on, Toronto. Tell me where. Yeah. Somebody lift it to the Lord. Say, I need to know.
Pastor Richard Brown, grateful people, amen. I'm so grateful, praise God. And it's not even my Thanksgiving, but you know what? I think it's important that we be thankful every day because every day is a new day, a new beginning, a new start, fresh anointing, and a new beginning, praise God. And you know what? They say new mercies each day, amen. And we need all the mercy we can get from the Lord. And so I'm just thankful that God would even see fit to even consider that. Praise God. Amen. So here we go, moving right along. As I was saying, it's American Thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow is their official day. And we want to hear from you. And I'm going to post this on our page because on our Rouse Ministries broadcasting and communications page, because we really want to hear. What does Thanksgiving mean to you? What are you thankful for? And we want you to give your Thanksgiving praise and shout outs. Amen. And boy, do we have a surprise for you tomorrow. Tomorrow we are having a special Thanksgiving Day program, a special edition. And the reason we're having this special edition is tomorrow the Thanksgiving edition of the Pastor J. Rouse Show will once again be from 8 until 10 o'clock. And we are going to be touching base with you. We're going to bring on some of, it's going to be all American. I'm telling everybody now, don't turn off your radio because everything American, we have to support them. But there's a special surprise guest coming tomorrow. I will tell you more details throughout the show. But we're also going to connect with some of our favorite American musicians. We are going to have Marvin Thompson here. We're going to touch base with Maurice Gray. We're going to touch base with J. Darren Ziwak. We're going to touch base with, oh my goodness, oh, J.B. Sachs, Jason Brown, some of our beloved, beloved American musicians. We're going to be checking in with them for Thanksgiving, amen. They got a couple updates to give you, and we want to just touch base and share that. But more importantly, I have a special guest that I'm going to share with you throughout the show, and you'll get more information. But right now, we have to acknowledge that it's birthday time, amen? And you know how we do this. If you have a birthday between now and last week, we want to wish you a very, 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 very happy birthday and pray that all went well and that you were blessed and truly, truly, truly look forward to the year that the Lord has handed you. And don't take it for granted now. Remember, everything you get is a gift that comes from God. Amen. And it comes from above. Praise the Lord. Now, if you have an anniversary or if you've managed to get a promotion or you graduated, well, of course, we're not going to leave you out. We could never, never, never do that. So we want to wish you congratulations, way to go, take one for the Gipper, kudos to you, and definitely happy anniversary. And with that being said, on November the 30th, Barbados, the wonderful island of Barbados, will be celebrating their 47th year of independence. Praise God. And so we definitely want to give them a shout out and tell them congratulations, because we're always excited for everything that's good and wonderful that happens to everybody in Barbados. They are our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And so we thank God for them. And we pray that the Lord would continue to bless them. And you be prayerful. So my challenge to you this week, or at least for the next couple of days, is to pray for my wonderful island of Barbados. I think they're just looking forward to some support and to being blessed, and just kind of lift them up and make sure you keep them going. Amen. Because we are our brother's keeper. There was that question, am I my brother's keeper? Well, if you have to ask, then you're in a bad state. Praise God. Because you shouldn't have to ask. You should just know. But just in case you weren't sure, I'm letting you know now, you are your brother's keeper. And so it's so important that we support each other and we do for each other. And so because we're celebrating and we've got that anniversary coming up, then we definitely want to put this out there for you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. God bless you. God keep you. I've got to do a special birthday shout out to my friend Shirley. She's my homie sister, mother, homie friend. She's everything. She plays so many roles. It's kind of neat. We have a very odd relationship. She's like one of my best buddies, but at the same time, she's old enough to be my mom. But she is just my friend. Amen. She's one of my friends. She's a mentor in Christ to me. She's a church mother. She's awesome. She's just my Shirley. Praise God. I remember her children used to have a hard time hanging around with me because I was about their age. But Shirley and I were best friends. So I guess her kids who were around my age were kind of almost like my kids. It was kind of odd. But happy birthday to my buddy Shirley, praise God, who just celebrated her birthday this weekend. And she's not getting any older. She's getting younger because I'm speaking it in the name of Jesus. She and I have a special deal, and so she knows what it is. So she's got many, many, many more years to come. Amen. Now, we said we were going to put on some new stuff. We've got lots of new stuff happening, and I'm so excited. Now, this one is really different, and I definitely want to play this. This gentleman is, it's so precious. His name is Roy Cooper, and he's been writing songs for some time now, but he decided he wanted to share with us, and we were more than happy to let him share because I think He is, he's just a wonderful person, and he has basically wanted to submit some of his music, and so we kind of liked it, and so we want to put it out there, and we encourage people, if you have some music you want to share, and it's inspiring, and obviously Christian or gospel or anything to that degree, feel free to contact us. Now, I'm going to give you our email address. It's PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com, or you can submit to Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and to Rouse Ministries Broadcasting at gmail.com. We're also on Twitter, Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter, just at Pastor Rouse Show. Okay? And I definitely, definitely want you guys to hear this. And we want to share. I'm so excited because I actually know some singers who are working on some music, and they're going to be bringing out some stuff very soon, and you'll get to hear them too. And if you really like it, we want to hear from you. We want you to help us encourage everybody else out there, because remember, we are our brother's keeper. So this is my buddy, Roy Cooper, and Where the Devil Lurked.
Despair. Swore to God he would. tried to shake the memories, but still his guilt remained. So he turned to writing.
Captain, poet, clergyman, born 1725, died 1807.
Amen. That was Roy Cooper, Where the Devil Lurked, bless his heart. And, you know, we want to hear from you. And we thought it was so appropriate to bring it out today because tomorrow is American Thanksgiving, and it has that very much that kind of country rock Christian sound to it. Praise God. So we want to encourage Brother Roy, and we'll be in touch with him and see what else he can come up with and send our way so we could start getting his music out there. Amen. Praise God. Now, we are just reminding you once again, you want to join us tomorrow evening, that's on November the 28th, we have a special Thanksgiving edition of the show, and we definitely want you to join us, and we have a surprise for you, praise God. I'll be telling you some more about it later in the show. It seems kind of odd that we're doing American and Bajan all together. That's, you know what? You didn't hear me say this publicly, but when you think about it, it's my favorite. I love Bajan, and I love American men. So, hey, I'm sorry. I should apologize to everybody else, but those are my two favorites. Praise God. Anyways, moving right along before Pastor Val starts airing all her laundry. Praise God. Okay, so we have so many wonderful community happenings and events around the world. So we want to check it out. But before I get going, we just want to hear a little something to pick us up and get us ready so we can hear what's happening in the world. People, get ready.
Coming, you don't need no baggage, just
Amen. People, get ready because the train is coming. You don't need a ticket. Just get on board. When was the last time you could take a train and they didn't tell you had to pay anything? I think the public transit, the Toronto Transit Commission, is talking about increasing the price to take the train. Praise God. Amen. I'm just doing some updates. And then I'm going to read you our international announcements and events. Praise God. Special shout out to our friend and sister in Christ, Sister Dion Denton, and her play, Pieces of Me. We were going to be able to do a review. We have to hold off on that review because the show is still running. But I was there, and there was a little bit of a misunderstanding about some things. So unfortunately, I didn't get to do the full review, and I didn't get to do all my pictures. But we know that it is going well. And Pieces of Me is running again for a second week at the Theater Pass Morel. I'm saying that all backwards. I'm not good with my French today. And that's on Ryerson. Yes, Ryerson Avenue, I believe, number 16. And it has got some times that we're going to be filling you in, but I'm just trying to update this information with this announcement that I've got for you all for tomorrow's special show. Don't forget to contact us and let us know what you're doing for giving, what you normally do for Thanksgiving, what you're thankful for, and just share a little bit and give a shout out to somebody so we can do that on air for you tomorrow. Don't forget, you can email us at PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com or RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com, or you can even message us on our Facebook page, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. You can send us a message through that as well. And definitely, we like to tweet. Contact us on Twitter, praise the Lord, Pastor Rouse Show, just Pastor Rouse Show, no J on Twitter. All right, join us tomorrow evening for our special American Thanksgiving edition of the Pastor J. Rouse Show with our very special guests. And I had mentioned some of those, but I'm just finishing off this other one. Winner. Wonder who's coming. Remember that movie, Who's Coming for Dinner? Or with Sidney Poitier. I don't remember the name of it. But it's a surprise. So we've got, I'm typing it and I'm putting it on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page just now. Praise God. And winner. And, ooh, Grammy. I'm using the word Grammy and it's not somebody's grandmother. Pop. R&B gospel singer. Oh, my. Okay, I've done it. It's posted. I will share with you, especially while we're reading out our announcements, lots and lots of stuff to share. Okay. So what is happening in the community? Pieces of Me, we said that is running again. Happy Thanksgiving for tomorrow to our American friends. Before we begin, I've got to do a shout out to my buddies at Lime Cricket in Barbados. They are gearing up. Here is your inside scoop. See, look at this. Now Pastor Jay's got inside scoop. Okay, we already know that they won the G4S Master Cricket Championships in Barbados twice. They didn't stop there. They went for a third time. And last year they did it for the fourth time. So this is definitely history in the making. And they are gearing up because I know in the new year they start and it's going to be awesome. We're going to be giving you all the updates on the Lyme Mass G4S five-time, nope, I'm sorry, speaking it into being, four-time cricket champions. And we're going to watch to see if they can make it five. And anyone knows a five is my favorite number. And so we're hoping that they could pull this off. It would be amazing and definitely going to be an awesome thing. So stay with us throughout the new year because we will be giving you all the updates and keep you posted on our favorite cricket team. And we also want to give a shout out to the Pioneers, the Pioneer Cricket Club, the Cavaliers, and to the Maxwell Cricket Clubs as well. Those are our friends, our three friends down there in Barbados. And you know what? Yes, Pastor Jay is going through some withdrawals for cricket. Praise God. All right. One of our special guests that we have tonight, because we're doing a theme on Barbados anniversary, we definitely want to give a shout out. We have some information coming up on his show soon as well. All right, here we go. Pieces of Me. A restless wife trying to escape her past, a faithful husband trying to secure their future, and a secret that will shatter them both. My, my, my. I tell you, I saw the beginning of this play. There was musical numbers and choreography and singing and group singing. It was amazing. Like, and this was just like the first, what, maybe half hour of the show, if that. It was awesome. I'm going to put it out there because I didn't get to see the whole thing, but I am going to faithfully say from what I saw from the first parts of the show, it reminded me of, are you ready for this? I hope Dion hears this. It reminded me of Rent, the musical. This looks like a Broadway musical play. It is amazing. And it's got some awesome actors. I know some of them, so I know they're doing an amazing job. It is on tonight, so we're going to be doing a follow-up with Dion and Promise Productions after they've done this second week run. It's not too late. You can still get your tickets. Again, it's at the Theater Pass Morel, 16 Ryerson Avenue in Toronto. November, we've already done the November 20th to the 23rd. They started again, and it started on Tuesday this time, November 26th to the 30th. So that's till Sunday. Saturday. Yes, till Saturday. In the evenings, it's at 7:30 p.m. On Saturday, they have a matinee at 2, as well as the evening program. It's $32.50. The box office is 416-504-7529, and that's at www.artsboxoffice.ca. Go and check it out. We want to hear what you think. I know it's going to be amazing because I saw just the beginning and was like dumbfounded by this thing. So definitely go check it out. Tonight's edition, we want to thank our sponsors, the Blue Orchid Beach Hotel, in honor of Barbados' 47th Independence Anniversary. And I want to give a shout out to my friends at the restaurant on location there in Worthing, the Coral Blue Restaurant and Bar, also in honor of Barbados' 47th Independence Anniversary. And also Rani Spa. Go and get your massage on. We gave away some prizes for some massage therapy from Rani Spa in Barbados. All right, moving right along, lot to tell you. Oh, if you know who Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam are, then you'll want to be on the lookout in the new year for a special guest coming to the Pastor Jay Rouse Show. I'm excited. It's Testimony Song, Trials and Tribulations, A Story to be Told. Stay tuned. We're not going to tell you who, but you're going to be blessed. Amen. All right, and we want to give a shout-out also to, we've got some new music coming out tonight from Laos in Harmony. You'll get to hear their new song. The video is on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page, and that's Stand Up for Jesus. You'll get to hear it here for the first time on the Pastor Jay Rouse. Okay, people, the Glass Awards. We all know the Glass Awards. Well, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. As the song says, I'm about to lose my mind, and I think I like it. Amen. Praise God. Not only will July 19th be the second of the Glass Awards, it's also going to be international now because they're awarding international artistry. So you really need to stick close to Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications because there's Glass Awards in Toronto and now Glass Awards in Jamaica. Praise God. And that, I believe, yes, March 29th, Pastor Jay Rouse is going to do her very best to go and cover it, and I will keep you all updated, informed, and we will definitely keep everyone knowing what's happening. We're spreading the word, amen? The gospel is better than gossip, hallelujah. And so I'm going to be trying to head to Jamaica for this as well. We'll be covering all red carpet events for the Glass Awards. And as you know, Pastor Jay Rouse's books, Jay Wright Rouse has all her books in Kingston Bookstore in Kingston, Jamaica. And I've got some artists that we've connected with in Jamaica, so we'll get to do some interviews as well. And guess what? We'll be broadcasting live the Pastor Jay Rouse Show from Jamaica. So when I say live and direct, it will be truly live and direct. And I have to work on my pot or my family would be ashamed. Praise God. All right, J.B. Sachs, he's going to be on our show tomorrow. We spoke with him. Awesome, awesome music. I'm getting to play some of my favorite music tomorrow. He's got something coming up December the 29th. I believe, George Stevens Center. He'll be able to give you some information on that tomorrow evening when you check in. Here. This is the biggest red carpet pre-stellar blockbuster showcase. It's official. This is a lot of words. Okay, ready? It's official. Our headliner is Lisa Knowles and the Brown Singers, the Brown Sisters, and, oh, goodness, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the New Converted Voices, George Dickens Jr., and the Gospel Disciples, evangelist Jerry Bolton of the legendary Bolton Brothers, co-hosting, lots here, co-hosting with Walter B. Harris from 101.7 FM, Calhoun, Georgia, John Smiley, and the Spiritual Voices, WJSR, The Voice, Broadcasting, and a host of others. My, 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 that's a mouthful right there. Going to be a big event. Vendors, it says, hit me up in the inbox. Great fun, great food, great fellowship. Companies, I repeat, record companies, artist management companies, radio announcers, promoters will be in the house, okay? Tickets go on sale today, November 27, 2013, for the low, low price. It's a low, low, low price of $5 in advance and $10 at the door. That is cheap. So if you're interested, give them a call, 347-850-7464, or, and I know this is Georgia, 770-899-7959. And we've got this information on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. And I'm trying to see where all this is taking place. You want to give them a call. I'm seeing it, but I can't quite see a venue. Oh, here it is. Forgive me. And this is taking place on January the 17th. 2014, it's a stellar award weekend. It says third annual biggest blockbuster showcase. Yes, you can tell it's going to be huge. And this is happening at First Baptist Church. And it says 301 Fairview Lane, Clarksville, Tennessee. Pastor Bobby Harris. Amen. Lots taking place. Praise God. All right, moving right along. We've got so many wonderful things, some unique things. I love unique Christian programs. Okay, Philippine mission aid work. Again, we're going to be putting some information on our page so you can contact us. You can send some funds in if you'd like to Rouse Ministries, and that's to the address at 2369 Kingston Road, Suite 28052, Toronto, Ontario. M as in Mary, 1 N as in Nancy, 1 V as in Victor, 1. Amen. And so you can feel free to do that. Also, we're going to give you the opportunity that you can also if you're banking here in Canada, you can send, I forget what it's called now, but you can e-bank it, or you can send it through the bank through an email. I've lost my thought right now. I cannot do this. But you can always send it to Rouse Ministries at M as in Mary, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, .com. That's Rouse Ministries at MSN.com. And we will be able to e-transfer. There you go. Praise God. I knew it would come to me eventually. And we will get the funds. In the meantime, we are looking out, and we'll tell you, because I know right now they're dealing with medical supplies, water supplies, emergency supplies. So we will definitely keep you posted when we are ready to let you know to start gathering and collecting. But you can start doing it now, gently used or new clothing. And they have to be summer. It's the Philippines. It's warm. Now, for our international people over in the UK, praise God, Michelle Mishy-Wishy-Waif was posting this. It says, support, support, support. It says, raising hope for a high-end disaster fundraiser, and they're raising funds, and it's £3 to raise hope. This is Sunday, December the 1st, the Advent Center, which is at 37 Brendan Street, London, okay? Mass Choir Workshop is at 1 p.m., Indoor Fairground at 3:30 p.m., and there's a show at 5 p.m. Bring your money. Bring your clothes and be prepared to give. Amen. And they have food on sale. And they've got a host of artists here, the Raising Hope Mass Choir. So they've put together a mass choir. Praise God. Gospel Glee, London Adventist Chorale. Oh, I can imagine this. So many voices here. Matthew Allen, just Ricardo Williams, and so many more. Check it out on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. And definitely, as she said, support, support, support. You need to check it out. Okay, and that's London, England, my country of birth. Amen. Now, here's the one that I'm really excited about. And speaking of London, they're doing some amazing stuff. I've got to get over there soon and go and check these things out. I love this. YAM presents Called to be Different Christian Ball. How cool is that? On Friday, December the 27th at 2 p.m., it's at Ivory Mansion in London, in the UK. They are hosting, it's like a New Year's Eve Christian ball. Praise God. I think that's awesome. Now, the tickets are £15, and it says hosted by music, open mic dress code, Yemi and Femi, Christian DJ, sign up, black tie affair. You get to dress up, and it's like New Year's Eve. It's a New Year's Christian ball. Called to be Different. I love that. I told them I thought this was awesome. You have to check out their video, too. They've got a little bit of a little YouTube video, and we've put it on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. Again, the tickets are £15. Prize draw, entry, and food is £20 at the door. So I'm assuming that the £15 is an advance fee. To purchase tickets and venue details, okay, you want to contact them. because it says to please turn over, but I don't have the back of the flyer. But you definitely want to check out the Facebook page, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, and look at their video because they tell you everything about it. I think this is so cool. 27th of December from 7 p.m. until 12 a.m. And people, it's for 18 and up. So you have to be 18 years of age and older. They're so cool. Look at this. This is so awesome. So definitely check it out. The video's there. All right. Speaking of London, Christmas special, the Christmas at London Met. Okay, the London Metropolitan University Christmas special at London Met. And this is December the 4th, 2013. It says, join us as we sing and celebrate Christmas. It's on Wednesday, December the 4th, 2013 at Hall TM183 Tower Building from 5 p.m. featuring ACS Drama Group, London Met Gospel Choir, Pastor Thambo M., the Urban Medford Mission, and many other artists. And then the mission is, are you ready for this? I know you're going to like it. Free. That's right. F-R-E-E. Free. Remember we said about the train? People get ready. A train is coming. You don't need to buy a ticket. You could just get on board. Well, this is also free. Praise God. Amen. So check it out again on our Facebook page. Oh, I'm so excited. There's some more stuff coming up. Oh, yes. This Friday. Now, this is on Friday. Friday, November the 29th. A Night with One Legacy and Friends. And this is at Regent Hall, Oxford Street. And they can't wait to see you. And the doors open at 6:30 p.m. And it starts at 7. And you can purchase your tickets online. So check out www.wegottickets.com. And that's at Regent Hall. That's 275 Oxford Street, London, Greater London Region. Early bird tickets are £8. And the standard ticket is £10. Amen. And you'll see Shan Smile, Rosie, Sean Ayo, or Ayo, forgive me, and Adam and Kid. So, yes, you definitely want to check that out. That's this Friday in Oxford Street in London, England. All right, moving right along. I got in touch with these people because I saw this movie, and it just, I love it, I love it, I love it. And we're hoping we can connect with them very soon. TGIF, it says, and what makes it even better, Friday. Home Again. Now, this is the movie about some deportees who were sent from America back to the island of Jamaica, and basically about the survival of what happens when you end up going back. And, you know, most of them hadn't even been there or ever really been there since they were little children. And so, you know, it's the struggle that they go through. And it's now available on DVD and VOD in the U.S., okay, in the United States. You can pick up your copy at Walmart and Amazon. And we've put something there, and there's a trailer, so check out our page. And I've got some more information. They did email me this afternoon. I've got some more information, so we will post the updated information on where you can purchase as well. RubenStoddardsChristmas.com. Check out the page, Ruben Stoddard, the Christmas Concert Tour with Ruben Stoddard, presented by World Vision Canada and Trickstar Productions. Yes, Ruben Stoddard is going to be here in concert, but we'll talk about that in 2 seconds. But in the meantime, the Canadian Comedy Award-nominated show, Desperate Church Wives, is debuting in Mississauga. Please come out and support this Christian-based funny solo show at the Gospel Cafe. That's Saturday, December the 28th at 8 p.m. Advance tickets are $10 and $15 is the door. And we're going to connect with Diane Johnstone hopefully in the next week or so, and we'll be able to talk to her a little bit more about Desperate Church Wives. My word, what they're going to come up with next. But this is rather interesting, and it's at the Gospel Cafe, and it's a Christian Comedy Award nominee. And so I'm not even sure. I'm hoping we can be there. I'd like to see this. I'd like to cover it. But I really don't know my schedule at this point. I don't have it in front of me. And during the Christmas holidays, I may be out of town. All right. So have we covered everything? Yes, we have. We want you to check out our page. Now, back to Reuben Stoddard. It says, The Christmas with Reuben Stoddard. Okay. World Vision Canada presents This Christmas. World Vision Canada and Trickstar Productions are proud to present This Christmas Concert Tour with Reuben Stoddard. Award American Idol Season 2 winner Reuben Stoddard is taking his show on the road this winter. In the years following Idol, Stoddard has released 5 studio albums and is currently on the 15th season of NBC's The Biggest Loser as a contestant. Now, listen up, Canada. This is the Canadian tour. You need to get these dates. Friday, that's this Friday, in 2 days, Friday, November the 29th, he will be at Global Kingdom. You all know where Global Kingdom is. If you don't, contact us, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com or RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com. It is on Markham Road, just shy of the 401, just north of Ellesmere. All right. That's Friday. We'll have more information for you on that. Now, Winnipeg, Manitoba, he is coming there on Saturday. He will be at Emmanuel Pentecostal Church in Winnipeg, Manitoba. He's going to be busy. On Sunday, December the 1st, he will be in Edmonton, Alberta, North Point Community Church. And then he closes off the tour on Monday, December the 2nd. So he's just here for a weekend, people. Calgary, Alberta, he will be in Northwest Family Church. Amen. All right. Tickets are general seating, which means first come, first served, or first seated. Please arrive early to ensure the seat of your choice. Tickets are required for all persons, including children. Ages 2 and under are free if sitting on a parent's lap. No outside food or beverages are permitted. All sales are final. Amen. All right. Now, Reuben Stoddard will also be our special guest of honor on the Pastor J. Rouse Show tomorrow evening. So you need to check in to the Thanksgiving edition of the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and Reuben Stoddard will be live and direct with Pastor J. Rouse. Amen. Praise God. All right. And that being said, we're going to keep moving and we're going to keep celebrating because I'm excited. I'm sure you all are. And I know you'll all check in and listen. I will have a link for the show after we finish tonight's show. Now, before we move on, we are also not just focusing on the Thanksgiving for America because they're going to have their big day tomorrow. But as I said, November the 30th is the official anniversary, 47 years of independence for Barbados. And so we wanted to share a little something with you because if you recall when I was in Barbados, I got to meet with a young man by the name of Ronnie Yearwood, and he has on Facebook a site that he's promoting and has, beyond followers, because he believes in the beautiful Barbados and the passion of the island in which he lives and which he was born. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ronnie Yearwood in an interview with myself, Pastor J. Rouse, on beautiful Barbados.
Good afternoon. It's Pastor J. Rouse, and I'm here live on location, once again, still in the beautiful island of Barbados, and I tell you, I think customs is going to have to take me kicking and screaming because my days are coming down, and it's depressing to know that I have to leave this glorious island, not so much to go back to reality. But could you imagine reality being Barbados? My, my, my. Speaking of reality of Barbados, we're here at the beautiful Blue Orchid Beach Hotel still and enjoying ourselves. We're sitting here in our interview studio and the view is just phenomenal. And I'm here with a young man who can not only just say that the words beautiful, beautiful Barbados, General of the Caribbean Sea is a song, but he is actually, I guess, the producer and the owner of the Facebook site and the theme itself, Beautiful Barbados. This is Ronnie Yearwood. Good afternoon, Ronnie. Pleased to see you.
Good afternoon, Pastor Rose.
I've been chasing you down because I am a fan of Beautiful Barbados.
Thank you, thank you.
I'm a fan on my personal page
right. And
my professional page, and I include other people and
right. Stuff,
and they go, where'd you get that from? Oh, my
okay. Gosh,
I know that place. And they're adding stuff.
Right.
So we know, I know it's beautiful. You
right. Live
here. Most people in Barbados just think it's just home.
Right.
So what's so beautiful?
Okay, Beautiful Barbados was started basically because we wanted persons, not only from Barbados, but many of the visitors and stuff, to have a better appreciation of what we have here. Since starting the site, even I have discovered things of Barbados that I never knew before, and it was just our way of showing visitors, showing the locals that there are so many different facets of Barbados that you can see and appreciate and have a better appreciation for the island.
Definitely.
Right.
And it's funny when you said that because I myself, who sees it very
right. Often,
notice, and I love the historical
right. Pictures. Right. What we have done is that not only would we have blended what we would say modern day photos of Barbados, but we also want to have a pictorial view of how far and how much Barbados has changed. We have gone from the donk cart now to the Mercedes and stuff, so we also want the person to let you know that yes, you know, Barbados has always been called Little England,
mm-hmm.
Right? And we always have that traditional English flair and stuff.
Right.
So you see most of the buildings have that colonial look.
Structure.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we wanted to show you, you know, how the old architecture and the new architecture
right. Blend
to as well.
And I've noticed, too, that you've even started doing trivia.
Yes.
It stumps me all the time, so you've got to make them a little easier for people like me.
Well, it's as easy as possible because, you know, even sometimes when it is that I post or some person that's associated with Beautiful Barbados post a picture, sometimes I am stumped, too, because, as I said, every day now is a learning curve. Yesterday, this guy, John Gooden, posted a picture. I'm from St. Lucie. He posted a picture just south of Animal Flow Cave, and I could not believe
wow. That
such beauty existed in Barbados, and that picture was phenomenal.
Oh, and
right?
You know what? I interviewed Kerry Holder.
Right.
He's with the CrossFit Island Fit.
Right.
And I like, he's exploring Barbados,
right. And
okay. He's been posting pictures.
Right.
And people living here are saying,
don't know.
Where is that?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You have areas in the northern parts, like St. Lucie, St. Andrew, St. John, St. Philip, that what we would consider on top areas that
yes. People
do not venture
yes. Into,
right? So the page itself is trying to uncover these beaches, uncover these places,
mm-hmm.
To let not only visitors, but to let locals know that this is what we have.
Right.
What I found is that some Barbadians do not have that appreciation for what, because it's just our island, that
yeah. We
can go there anytime. But
there
are some places which it is that we can go out and enjoy.
It's funny because I've had people come here, obviously,
right. To
do their interviews, and it's funny how they come and they say, I didn't know this was here.
Right, the Blue Orchid.
Yes. And I've had people say, geez, do they do staycations?
Right.
And I said, you know, even if you don't want to stay, there's a lovely little restaurant. The view is breathtaking.
Yep, it is.
And I thought, wow, I would come here. This would be my Sunday afternoon. I would do church.
And
say, you know
what?
Let's just go and just take in a little bit of some of the sand and the beach and, you know, and you don't even have to go on the beach. Just looking at it. And it really makes you think.
Okay.
And I think there's so much beauty here.
Right.
Itself, the island, I think, to me, is a gold mine because there's talent, there's intelligence, and being Little England, forgive me, Father, and those listening, but I already know that on the intellectual side that I know most Bajans are fairly well educated.
Yeah.
And so it makes them very comparable and competitive with the international market, be it in business or whatever the case may be. Now, your goal,
right,
a beautiful Barbados, is to do what?
My goal is to positively and most rival the Barbados Tourism Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Not rival in a way as though that we're going to be direct competitors, but to push Barbados to the maximum. Make sure that nearly every person in every nook and cranny knows about Barbados. Barbados has so much things to do and explore for a little island,
right?
But it's unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It is unknown. Recently we were hearing, as you mentioned before, St. Lucia. St. Lucia, although is a tourism destination, they are relatively new at the game.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is that you go to St. Lucia and you see St. Lucia now, you will consider St. Lucia as improving.
Right.
Whereas it is that Barbados has already passed that stage.
Right.
What we're looking to do is to remind persons of the beauty of Barbados.
Come back
to my island.
Yes.
That gem of the Caribbean Sea.
Yeah?
So that is our goal, is to be the number one source, you understand, in promoting Barbados. We may not have the funding as yet, but I think that people are going to come on board once it is that they see the amount of people, the amount of interaction. And if it's one thing I must say is that the introduction of Facebook, because Bajans caught on to Facebook a little late, but the introduction of Facebook has provided a medium which it is that you can do free marketing, free advertising on it. They have the times that you can pay, but generally it's free.
Right.
What Facebook has allowed beautiful Barbados to do, you understand, is outside of the marketing budget that we don't have, is to push advertising, push marketing messages to would-be or potential visitors to the island.
Right.
There are people that in some countries that I never heard of yet.
Yes.
There was this province, this lady that contacted us from some province in China, right, that wanted to find out more about Barbados.
I have had people from Toronto, because when I brought the Lime Masters and the Lime Juniors to Toronto, Rouse Ministries, we make up of a majority of international people, and even locally in Ontario, we have variety of races, of members. And there's an Asian couple and an Asian family, forgive me, and it's funny because they always volunteer at some of our events. They were so excited when we were doing this, and you won't believe the number of questions they wanted to know about Barbados. And they were asking about it and wanted to know where they could stay, and they really wanted to come and visit.
Right.
And it only takes but one.
Right. To do that, yeah.
And I know, especially in Canada, they do the Mexico thing, they do the Cuba thing, and that's basically it. And then they might go to certain islands. But there are other islands in the Caribbean that the only people who really go back there are the people who are from there or connected.
Right.
There's so much to be done around the world, and because there's so much talent, I think Caribbean and especially Barbados is untapped.
Untapped.
Yeah. So now you have quite a many members of Beautiful Barbados.
Yes. As of this morning, we've broken the 18,000 mark. We're actually looking before the year is out to reach at least 30,000 fans. and we're probably going to be doing a couple of promotions in the month of November. You know, back in time, trivias, some new photos and stuff. And just before Christmas, before I leave, we're probably going to have a Christmas competition.
Okay.
And fan of the days, fan of the weeks and stuff, something like that. Yeah.
And if you want to have your pictures on Beautiful Barbados and you want to share.
Right, you can share. You can share your. You can share your photos on the Beautiful Barbados page, or if it is that you want to send us some bulk photos, you can send it to Beautiful Barbados Inc. That's INC at gmail.com.
Okay. Right. They can message you on.
Or they can message.
Site.
They can message me on the actual
site.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Being with Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications, we share a lot of what we do, especially Barbados and the Caribbean. So we will definitely continue to do that.
Thank you.
Everyone can see not just the beauty, but the aspects of the full activities, because we cover the arts, we cover sports, we cover everything.
Okay.
And I think they have to know that we're well-rounded here.
Okay.
Yes, amen.
Right. Amen.
So, but is there anything that you want to add to make sure that we do justice to Beautiful Barbados?
Yes, on behalf of all the fans and stuff of Beautiful Barbados, we want to thank Rouse Ministries for conducting this interview. We hope that we can partner sometime in the future. And we hope that you continue to promote Barbados to the maximum, and we will do all we can to do the same.
Okay, and it's I'm a little biased.
Right.
I'm international.
Right.
Ironically enough, being British-born,
right.
I don't think England needs any promotion. It speaks for itself.
Right, okay.
And they've got the greatest and hottest soccer players out there, so they do well on their own. And of course, I'm very much Canadian, and a very big fan of America, because I border that, and I married into it technically, and so I've got a lot of American friends, and I was affiliated with an American church, so I don't think they need any help because everybody knows about them.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Caribbean, I have to say there's a bit of biasness, and everybody obviously sees that. But at the same point, we still will be doing things with other islands. I think it's good, though, because the one thing I'm learning, which I think is really unique, is other islands vacation on other islands.
Yes, it is. Yes, that is so phenomenal.
I thought, wow, how does that happen?
Yeah.
I was in St. Lucia.
Right.
And I realized there were people from here
from Barbados
doing meetings
in St. Lucia.
And doing conferences over there. And I met so many people there. And when I would talk to people, they'd say, oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm not from there. And it's so funny because you don't expect that. I ran into Grenadians, some Dominicans, Martiniques. You know what? I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's all with the Caribbean single market and economy. I guess you're pushing for a greater awareness of using the Caribbean as a block instead of looking at it as just each individual island. So that has its place, but you know what? Yes, but we're still looking to promote.
That's your home. That's your ancestry.
Solutions will have a certain affinity to Solutia.
And they do. And I think, as I was saying, what really makes me sad is that people think this place is so expensive, and it's not.
No, it's not. There, in any island, any country, you're going to have what you will, the high prices. But there's so many things on the island, if it is that you only are introduced to the prices, are they better marketed or something, that you can have a perfect vacation, inexpensive vacation in Barbados.
There are things you can do in Barbados that are absolutely free.
And does not cost a
thing. There are things in Barbados that will cost you so little that when I see the price, I think, I thought it was way more expensive.
Yeah, right. So
I want to go see the caves, and I'm like, oh,
cheap.
Cheap. And I think, I'm not sure where people started. I think because of the value of the Cajun dollar, but that doesn't mean anything, because when I go to the store, I spend $20-something and I brought back all kinds of goods. And I survived off of that for several days. And I thought, what I bought at the store would have cost me a lot more in St. Lucia.
Yeah. But what has happened is that what I feel, and it's my personal belief, is because that Barbados is probably one of the most developed islands in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Outsiders
right.
would probably put that tag that we are expensive.
Right.
Also, too, because when you look at our standards of living and the infrastructure that we have,
mm-hmm.
it is comparable to some of North America, some of England, counties and states and stuff. So
right.
when people see that,
mm-hmm. it's very
okay.
well structured.
Honestly, you from the site,
mm-hmm.
the page Beautiful Barbados, you would hear things like, "Oh, I was expecting sharks."
Oh,
right. It was expecting shots. Or
many years
is
ago,
that really in Barbados?
Somebody in
right.
Canada that I knew, my family knew, of Anglo-Saxon descent,
right.
literally thought when my mom said she was going to see her family,
right.
thought she was going to be living in a straw hut.
Right, and that's the perception. Well, you find most North Americans that they would think that when you come on the Caribbean island, because it's portrayed in films like that,
mm-hmm.
that we live in straw huts and stuff. And
I can't even find a good tiki bar.
And they are pleasantly surprised
yes.
when it is that they reach the island, that
yes.
the island is so far developed.
Yes.
Right? So I guess from hearing
mm-hmm.
and then seeing, you get the perception that, yes, Barbados is comparable to what you see in the States, or comparable to what you see
mm-hmm.
Anywhere else in the world.
Right.
And the touch attached that they, and that would be attached that we are expensive.
Right.
But as I said, there are so many things that you can do in Barbados which are absolutely free
mm-hmm.
or very, very inexpensive,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But they just have to be properly marketed.
And I like the fact because when I stay here,
right.
I feel fully independent.
Thank you. Right, and you can walk the beaches and stuff.
Ironically
yeah.
enough, my family's going to be mad at me, so
right.
if you're listening at this point, family, please stop and don't listen to this part of the radio. But I am more stranded
right.
when I'm with my family
than you're here.
Than when I am here, because right. everything I need is here, and if it's not, it's within walking distance.
Right.
They have everything.
Yeah,
I mean, I can... yeah, I feel so independent. I can go and get money. I can...
Supermarket,
I feel... Yeah, to me,
distance.
I feel like I'm at home.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Because whatever I need, I know exactly where to go. And it's all within two blocks.
Right.
Both ways. So, you know, there's a gas station. I can go in there. I can buy anything I want.
Fast food.
There's food. There's banks. There's
everything.
You can get your nails done.
Everything.
There are little tiny malls.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, wow.
Yeah. It's just phenomenal. It's just, as I say, what needs to be done now is that there has to be a cohesive, integrated marketing of the island.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the island is marketed, but I think that the island could be better marketed so it is that visitors can know
right.
about some of these things.
I think when you're talking about the marketing too,
mm-hmm.
There's this way of talking above people.
Right.
When it comes from an institutionalized marketing,
right.
it comes packaged. And the way the package is presented, it looks extremely expensive,
right.
and it normally is.
Right.
But when you have... Forgive me, you're not simple in
right.
any terms, but simple everyday people like yourself
right.
and I who have a passion for the place, you tend to deal with it and see it, and you could share it in a more simplistic view that your average person can relate.
Right. What we have found too is that, yes, it is that you can have what you could say textbook marketing coming from the institutional stuff. What we would have done at Beautiful Barbados is to look at how fans view Barbados.
Yes.
So we reach out and say, well, you know, send us your photos.
Mm-hmm.
Send us your travels in Barbados. So
yes.
it is that we can get an appreciation of what you see and what you tell your friends. And you would be surprised. You talk about hiking.
Yes.
You talk about sightseeing. I mean, these things are free.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about the Atlantic submarine.
Yeah, yeah.
They talk about Harrison Cave.
Okay.
And these things are very, very, very cheap. And always since a Friday night and a Saturday night.
And it was so funny because I went last Friday and at one end there was one kind of music and
right.
another end there was another.
Right.
And you realize that there were so many different age groups there that everybody felt comfortable.
Right. Yes, very, very much so. Oysters is a place to be on Fridays and Saturday nights.
Yeah.
And like you say, it's a wide range. You can get any genre of music.
Oh, and the food.
The diversity in the people. You have tourists,
and
locals.
And I bought stuff, and it wasn't expensive. I bought food. I bought some accessories.
Right.
And... yeah, it didn't cost a fortune.
That's Barbados.
Yeah.
That's Barbados.
Well, look at you.
Yes.
You think it's beautiful.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Okay. Wonderful. Yes. So any last words that you want to add in?
Yes. Again, I want to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for conducting this interview. And to all our fans out there, it would be fun. Just visit our Facebook page.
Yes.
Type in Beautiful Barbados and you'll find us.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to sharing many, 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 many more.
Okay, and we always share and link everything,
yes,
so
we
will continue to put an actual link to your page on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications Facebook page, and definitely make sure everybody sees the place that we have been hanging out and don't really want to leave.
No, sorry.
But we will definitely make sure that everybody realizes that it's not just us who think it's beautiful, but it truly is.
It is beautiful.
And I'm a minister. I wouldn't lie.
Okay.
Amen. But I know you're very, very busy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ron
Hewitt.
And I'm going to let you go because you've got meetings beyond meetings. Yeah. And God bless you. God continue to allow what you're doing to thrive. And you know what? Ministry does not necessarily just come in the form of preaching.
Right.
Whatever you are gifted to do, whatever you have a passion to do, and whatever you care to share, then that is you evangelizing to the world. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you and your family and your two lovely children that you told me about before.
Thank you.
And I'm going to let you go. And Pastor Jay Rouse is going to sign out because I'm actually going to be going to the Quayside Mall right now. I'm going to top up a cell phone. I'm going to grab a few little things that I need, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day. God bless you, everybody, until we see you again. Good afternoon. This is Pastor Jay Rouse, and yes, I'm still in the beautiful island of Barbados, and I'm live on location at what I believe they call the Lime Grove. I think it's just dignified as the Lime Grove. It speaks for itself. It is a beautifully structured type of outdoor cathedral type mall, to be honest. It's simply lovely. There's a beautiful glass elevator, and what you hear in the background is an actual waterfall in the middle of the actual mall in what I would consider an atrium. And I'm here in front of this restaurant. I just had some hot and delicious pizza, as they say, at a wonderful place called Ciao Bella. So if you're ever at the Lime Grove, you have to check it out. Their pizza is phenomenal, flavorful, tasty, and actually not too expensive. Just a wonderful, wonderful treat. Now, aside from the wonderful mango drinks that I've had, I'm here with the very handsome Andrew Jemmett. I like to call him businessman extraordinaire, and I have referred to it as I have a business development meeting. Praise God. Andrew is a man that we connected because of our love for both business and for Barbados, and I guess for development of mankind, and even just we have similar things that we enjoy, and we just like to see people happy, and we want to be blessed in the process. Amen? Praise God. So, Andrew, tell everybody exactly what you do.
My name is Andrew Jemmett, and I would like to say entrepreneur and intellectual property rights investor.
Okay.
That's the best way I can describe it. I own... at present, 5 businesses in the media and technology sectors. Icon Studios, which deals with intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
Caribbean Webcast, which is a media development and Facebook social media company as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Custom Technology Solutions, which deals with websites and mobile technology, proprietary e-commerce, the Black Marble Project, personnel, training, etc. So those are just and then of course Jemison and President Inc., which is my personal company.
Okay.
But, so.
And And I know for a fact, outside of the technology, because you deal with websites and you do lots of development in the way of the advertising market. Now, I've seen some of your promotional work.
Mm-hmm.
What aspects do you do in that? I know there's photography involved. You do filmography to some, or videography in any work?
Right. We do the gamut of different gamut of situations, from videography to photography. We have a long list of clients, commercial banks, stores, as well as I would say educational institutions and so forth. So we do a lot of that stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
Just basically bringing their stories to the internet and television.
Right.
Media.
Now, other than peeping at some of the places that you've dealt with, because I know you deal with some fashion-oriented stores and things like that, and very presentable, obviously, they've done very well. I've noticed that there's a chic type of way of dressing, and with a little twist of class in there, that seems to be in the genre of what you're doing. And now you've brought this full scale. I've noticed that there's a show, and it's called, is it the Wardrobe Show?
Yes, the Wardrobe. We bring that to CBC, as well as Cayman Online Television at this point in time, and it will be also available on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do with that is that it's male-oriented. And what it is that we found that it's a niche market. Not only that, we found that males not need work. I don't want to say that. I want to say we feel a little bit lost.
Okay, and more of a support system.
Yeah, we feel a little bit lost. But it's more than just, fashion is just the NBA or the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to deal with men's lifestyles and men's health.
Okay.
And I find that males don't like to talk about these issues, and we want to, being a male myself, I sat down with my girlfriend and so forth, and we came up with the concept for this show, and I think it's going to do pretty well because of the way how we presented it.
Right.
And it also, we also want to present a male pride situation, because that's also missing from our society,
right.
I think. Sometimes males don't feel proud about themselves, and, you know, it starts with your clothes, it starts with being presentable, it starts with the language you speak and how you greet people, and, you know, I dare not call these words, but, you know, I hear a lot of language that I don't identify with, because I'm not that old, but, I mean, I don't identify with it. I've never been engaged in that situation, and, you know, I mean, you can do what you want to do. I mean, I'm not telling people to...
Policing people.
Exactly. Right. But, I mean, for my son's sake, I would like him to have the option of knowing other things too. It's all about perspective and different options for me. If he knows my option, he knows, you know, somebody else's option, he has two options he's learned instead of just one. And that's what makes... Some people just only know one option. And that's what they do.
Okay. And I think, too, growth consists of education.
Yes.
The Bible itself says that people perish for a lack of knowledge, and I think knowledge is it's a full cycle, I think, basically, because it's a cycle of life. We're all here to grow and to continue growing and to continue learning, and I think one of the things you and I talked about over lunch was the concept of the development of today's man, and I think too. Other than the dress itself, because I'm not really into this aspect of the saggy pants and the fact that some actually do even share that they wear designer underwear is not necessarily the concept of what we see today's man to be. And to make ourselves a little bit more marketable or presentable, or you get an individual who wants to meet that special lady, it's going to take a certain type of a man to meet a special kind of a lady. And what is it? I think I don't know if I can quote this properly, but I heard if you want to get a queen, then you certainly have to be able to bring the treasures with it. Amen. And you know, the Joker never got the queen. Usually, the Joker at the end of the movie was the one who either got shot or he was just out of his own. There was no castle left because everybody had raided the castle and he was basically homeless. So we want to make sure that all our kings and princesses who are called according to their purpose can be who they are supposed to be and meet those queens and princesses that they need to be. Now, health is another thing. Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications, we're actually working on a wholesome, happy, holy, and happening segment. Mm-hmm. And we're doing the same thing. We've got, we're working on fashion aspects of things, mm-hmm. as well as hair care, and just mental health, physical health, spiritual health. We want people to be well.
Yes, yes.
Not just well with your soul, but well all the way around, because the vessel itself has to maintain something.
You got to take care of your body.
Exactly. And I think we'd be happy to be able to present some of your mm-hmm. stuff that's online mm-hmm. on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications page, so some of the men on there can actually take a look too. It would be our pleasure to share that. And
like
now, that leads me to your next project, because I know you've got your hands in so many things. I seem to be meeting multifaceted people, and I think God is drawing us all in the same direction. You have another project that there's some, this is how I think I really said, I've got to talk to this guy because I see these wonderful meals being cooked.
Mm-hmm.
What is this cooking show?
A cooking show is a concept from Darren Holder, basically. He is the managing director of Stronghold Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did, he called me up and he wanted me to film the show. I had some equipment and so forth, and he wanted us to bring our expertise to filming the
mm-hmm.
show. So what we decided to do, it was a full-length show, but you know, me, I suggested to him, let's do a 5-minute something, and we did that. So it was, you know, to show people how to cook healthy,
right?
To make it in a short period of time. You don't have that much time, you know, this busy lifestyle these days. But
yeah.
It's also important to eat. That's what we're also seeing. You don't just go and grab something necessarily, because I'm not against grabbing, you know, a little
mm-hmm.
something, but I'm just saying
on a regular.
Mm-hmm. You can cook something home too as well. You can enjoy that family situation. For me, coming up, most of the things were discussed at the dinner table. I think sometimes we're missing that
mm-hmm.
aspect. You know, we're just going to grab something, we come home, you know, we
yes.
eat in front of TV, and that's
it. And it's funny you should say that, because I think the bonding of the family unit is lacking.
It's done at the table.
Because we don't have time to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's funny, because even in my household, as busy as we were, even if we all weren't able to eat dinner together,
mm-hmm.
there was always a Sunday dinner, and it was almost like a family reunion.
Exactly.
Because it was a big feast. Everyone was involved. One had to cook, one had to set the table, one had to do the drinks, one had to do the placing, one had to clear, one had to help with the dishes. But it was almost conveyor belt style.
Wow.
We all had our jobs to do, but the family was able to sit, and there was no time frame. It wasn't, okay, we're going to have dinner, and, you know, I've got plans, I've got to leave in an hour. You didn't put anything after your dinner time on Sunday, because we needed at least one day a week to have quality time.
Well, my father is, when I used to live with him, he was very strict about it.
Mm-hmm.
Family would have to eat together. I mean, it didn't matter how busy he was or whatever, because if he had work to do, he always made time to come and sit down. We talk about our homework, we talk about assignments, what we did today, and so forth.
Right.
And I think that we're missing that.
Yes.
You know, and that's so many times we allow our children to be raised by the television, and that's the issue. We ought to be there. We gotta show them. But you know, that's the issue. You know, how to work through certain
and
things.
And I think too, the family structure has changed over time. You've got the one parent family, be it a man raising his mm-hmm. kids or a woman, because lots of men do it. I think too, even that being said, because work schedules vary, we should at least be able to allocate a day of family. I did that, and at one point I was a single mother raising my stepson, but I always made sure we had a family day, or we had a Friday night was fun night,
mm-hmm.
and we did movies and we ate fun food. That was our fun night. I would make homemade nachos or whatever thing he wanted, and we would just have fun, and that was bonding time, and I think that's important. So now you've got the show, and it helps with the development of not necessarily large preparations of big feasting
uh-huh,
dinners, but
uh-huh.
very quick meals. They're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're tasty.
Yeah,
they look delicious.
Yes, yes.
I was so hoping I was going to get some of that today. But I'm not going to say anything, because Ciao Bella, the restaurant, did very well.
Yeah, yeah.
So now this show is on when?
It's on 6:45 3 days a week. On Channel 8. It's also available online, Caribbean cookingchannel.com.
Okay.
You can get all the episodes up on there. There's also the In the Mix situation, which talks about, you know, alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages.
Okay.
And we have that online for your consumption.
Okay.
So
we'll have to definitely find a link and make sure we put it on our page so people can see that. Because
sure.
I tell you, being in Barbados made me remember that French fries and hamburgers just don't do it for me anymore.
I don't have anything against that, but I mean, it all comes down again also to the importance of what you put into your body to us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm sure McDonald's isn't going to be lacking because some of us decided we wanted to do something more healthier and tastier, but more family-oriented.
Even in years gone by then, I had a discussion about my father about it, and I said why he did it. He told me, well, you know, because you guys would do your homework afterwards, it was important to have that meal before you go and do your homework, because then, you know, you got the right stuff going before you go. So, you know, enabled you then to then concentrate better and, you know, research better or whatever it gets to be. And, you know, that's led to myself going to some of the better top schools in the island and so forth. So, you know, I mean, it shows that, you know, eating and preparing before you do your work or your studies is also important.
And it's the same concept with the breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
That a lot of people do a run and dash, or they don't really, or they nibble something. And your children, the mind needs to be fed.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll have to check that out. We'll do some links to CBC.
Yeah.
The Wardrobe Show, we don't have a start date for that yet.
It's going, we've been in negotiations, and some people prefer that it starts in December.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes. It depends on the response we're getting. We're getting a very good response right now.
Yeah.
So I don't see us not starting in December, but you never know. We just want to make sure everything's
right.
Done. I don't want to bring out anything unless
say something.
Probably,
yes.
I'm kind of like a perfectionist.
Oh, no, you know, not at all.
I am.
Yes.
Somewhat of a perfectionist.
I understand.
It's a gift and a curse. But.
Yeah, well, even my show. It was in the works for a few months and nobody knew until I really had perfected what I needed to do. And then we launched. We will definitely keep our eyes and ears open on that. Now, if somebody needs to get in touch with you, any of the things that you do, the photography, the webcast stuff, the website, all of these things, Mr. Media Mogul, where would they contact you?
I'm online all of the time. You can contact me. You can go to my Twitter page, at Andrew Jemmett. You can check me out on Facebook, Andrew Jemmett.
Yeah.
You can check me on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn In.
Okay.
Andrew Jemmett.
And that's J-E-M-M-O-T-T.
O-T-T.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
So that's Andrew Jemmett.
Mm.
And we'll also be doing a link on our page to some of your stuff so they can actually take an easy look.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That'll be on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Is there anything else that you need to put out there that we would like to share with anybody, or any last thoughts?
Well, one of my last thoughts is that I'm a big advocate of, I want to say, community development as well as financial literacy. And these two things are necessary for freedom, of a person's freedom of mind. And I'm also a big fan of not fearing much in my life too as well. So those are my three things that I look at, you know, when I do what I do.
When you go for it.
When I go for it.
Go for it.
So those are the things. So the financial literacy, community development, looking after my community, making sure they're all right. The guys who come and work with me, I make sure they're well trained. I make sure that, you know, they have everything that they need. They do what they want to do, and then I'm not a guy that fears.
And I'm going to put this out there. You're probably going to hit me, but you'll have to do it after I'm on air. But I also know you're an advocate for the youth. I know you like young people.
I am, and
you're very strong on that. And you're not just a today's man, but you're very much in tomorrow's world.
But I have to be, because I have a son. He's going to be three.
Yeah.
He's two now. He's going to be three very soon. And I see him growing up, and I see him, you know, interacting with the technology, and He's very fast, and I never could conceptualize that somebody that young could grasp some things so quickly. So you see that the youth are the future,
oh, yeah.
And they're gonna grasp some things that we've never been able to.
Right.
But our society has, I want to say a disadvantage,
mm-hmm.
where we don't nurture that kind of behavior, right? So I want to say that I like to change that paradigm starting with my own self, to nurture that kind of behavior, to nurture the youth, make sure they have everything that makes their opportunities possible to them.
Yes.
Because you don't want to let them down, because it will come back
yes.
to you, definitely.
And I look at the logic of the small towns, where in North America, you always find the young people say, nothing happens here. Mm-hmm. And so instead of, we educate them there and then they up and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And we suffer from that even in Ontario and parts of Canada, where we train them and we put them through university and they become doctors and then they leave and go somewhere else. And then you end up with small towns who have no doctors, have no lawyers, have no teachers, and basically it empties out the town. And I believe that if we invest in our young people, we have to not only just invest in them, but we have to be able to invest in them to have something for them to stay.
But you bring a very good point in there. I mean, not everything you understand when you're young,
mm-hmm.
but before, when my father had, he had means, he's a man of means, so he made sure that we leave the island every year and go and see some part of the world.
Right.
Because as far as down to Europe, the Europe side of things,
mm-hmm.
I never went into Asia or anything. I guess I'm supposed to do that on myself.
Next.
That's
yeah.
on me.
Your son and you were going.
that's on me. But
should I tell your girlfriend to pack now?
So I guess that part of it is that. But I'm gonna make it there someday. But you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the point was that he was saying is that he thought it very important to see other people and to see other cultures as well. So sorry.
Sorry, there's an announcement going on in the mall. I'm actually hoping you can all hear it. That is so awesome. Normally I would have taken that out or edited, but I think I want to keep that. They do this little bing, 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 and they do like a little call thing, almost like the old-fashioned schools when they did their announcement, and then they do a little announcement in there. I'm sorry. So now you were saying, traveling the world.
When you come back home, you have an appreciation for other people and other cultures, but you have an appreciation for yourself and your culture as well.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? You don't see it as foreign or you know something that somebody else does or anything like that. And that was very important to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been with me for my life. I'm not afraid to travel. I'm not afraid to see things. I'm not afraid to draw on those experiences and see what goes on and bring them to my own place too as well.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I think that's also important to travel, get out there and see the world.
Yes. And I think, as I keep saying, every time I come here, even when I was younger and used to be here all the time, I would realize that, I guess, and it happens everywhere you go, you start to take advantage or take for advantage, forgive me, where you reside, and you miss the beauty. I'm a Windsorite, and Torontonians are not too happy that I always say that, but technically I consider myself more of a Windsorite than I do a Torontonian. I see the beauty of Toronto, and I also see the negative of Toronto. I fell in love with the beauty of Windsor, and as much as it's just a basic little river between Michigan, Detroit, and Windsor, Ontario, I still see the beauty. I still get excited when I see the big ships go through and we watch them. I still walk on the riverside. I still go for walks on the trail and the bike trails. I think it's beautiful. And when people ask me about my city and they say, well, how can you, you know, what's so big about it? There's nothing to do. And the young people say, there's nothing to do here. It's because they're not really appreciating the beauty of it all. When I come to Barbados,
I've never used to get the opportunity to see Barbados. I spent time with family. Now I'm enjoying the beauty of Barbados, and I really want passionately for other people to realize you're sitting on a gold mine, mm-hmm. and you don't know it.
I mean, without some of those experiences, you didn't come by. See, you look at the trees, and you know, you go, "Geez, umbrellas, the trees right there," and you don't. Sometimes you could go someplace and you don't see trees for a mile.
No.
You don't get the butterflies, bees. Simple thing.
You have tropical plants. I took a picture of my uncle's backyard, mm-hmm. and my BBM status said, "You'll never see our backyard garden mm-hmm. like this anywhere in Canada." And the beauty of it is the difference. And some people will look at difference as a negative thing, but difference is a beauty.
The difference is just a different perspective.
When you think about everybody who is different comes together, you could collaborate so many different things. And I think that's the joy of what I see in Barbados.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's just a portion of the wonderful interview that I got to do with Andrew Jemmett. And you can listen again one time, and we'll play the whole thing, praise God. And he did a shout-out to his little boy and to his young lady, praise God. I think her name's Aisha or something like that. And we just want to give a shout-out to Andrew as well for being a part of this and helping to develop a mindset, along with Ronnie and Sharon Joseph Burke at the Blue Orchid Beach Hotel, and so many other people in the wonderful island of Barbados. So we just want to say happy 47th anniversary of your independence. Stay tuned again for our upcoming cricket. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going through withdrawals. I'm missing my cricket. But we'll be giving you some updates as to the Lyme Masters and their I wouldn't even say their hunt down, their grasp at the fifth championship win for the G4S Masters tournament, and all our friends at the Pioneer Cavalier and Maxwell Cricket Clubs. Amen. And we're going to get ready to head out. I'm going to take us into some good music. Don't forget, we're going to sign off real easy tonight because we're back tomorrow for American Thanksgiving, and we have a wonderful lineup of guests, but our biggest and most important guest of honor, and we're going to spend a good deal of time, we're going to get behind the scenes, get some information, talk to him about The Biggest Loser, about American Idol, and so many other wonderful things. And so definitely join us tomorrow, 8 p.m., and check out our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. So I'm going to sign off, and we're going to do the Grace Thrillers. Oh, it is Jesus. Amen. sing.